Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA. Just want to say thank you all for tuning in, and just want to say good to be back on the air. Was traveling today. I was trying to get back in time to do a show, and we got the show done once again. Just want to thank my man Roz and Jenna for holding down the show, and greatly, greatly appreciate you all. What's up, my brother? OG, salute to you, my brother. And so we're going to get going on today's show. Today is March the 8th, 2018. It is a Thursday, and I just want to say thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. We have a live show for you today, and I would just say so that we can continue to have live shows, please continue to support this network by making monetary donations and giving some of your financial energy to this network. You could do that by going to the website for this network, and that's www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Hit the donation prompt. Give some of your financial energy so this network can continue to be on air and continue to bring you what you have deemed as being relevant and necessary. Because without that support, this network will go dark, and that's not something that we want, especially in this time and in this space. And in this moment that we have in eternity, because there's some very, very, very beneficial information that's given to you all from this network, and it is going to be important. So definitely want you to please support the network. You could also support the network by going to being a member in a social media outlet known as BTR Community. For only $24 a year, as the commercial said, you can become a member of BTR Community. It's a social media outlet where you can post all of your social media activities like you do on Fedbook, the governmental diary that you write into, because that's what it is used for. It is really nothing more than a diary for the whole world to see about you, and many of us treat it that way. So if you would, please come on over to BTR Community. It's a membership, so you don't have to worry about you being as adversely affected by the posts that you make. You can post things about you, your business, events that you think that need to be get more public exposure or more. No. Yeah. I got you. Okay, yeah, I got you, Scotty. Okay, that's cool. I'll surmise it. That's cool. Yeah. Don't want that. So I'll pack it. I got you, Scotty. So definitely we want for us to be able to have this network and being able to have an outlet or the social media outlet where we can actually have a place where we can come together and actually do things that's relevant to us all. So definitely please be a part of the BTR community, okay? And so next, let me see real quickly. And we got a whole lot to catch up on. So I'm going to and for those of you that are interested in acquiring real money, you can do that by going to Prosperity Mint. And that is www.prosperitymint.com, www.prosperitymint.com. www.prosperitymint.com. And check out what's in inventory there. Before you purchase from the website, make sure you email info@prosperitymint.com. Just say Dave sent you. Mr. Patterson, please respond to that email that was sent to you and so that someone can get in contact with you and explain the real purchasing or the proper way to purchase the precious metals. Believe me, it's into your benefit. So definitely want you all to do that. All right, so with that being said, let me get into what's in the news. And what's in the news, we're going to jump into that first, and then we'll jump into today's show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, then give us a call. Area code, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. Is the call-in number, so give us a call. All right, so let's get into, let me just get this squared away. There was some, all right, so first article that we posted was from the Free Thought Project. Very, 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 very important. And today's show, let me just say this for today's shows. The ones who prepare today will rule tomorrow. That's today's show. And definitely, we definitely need to be prepared. And there's a lot of things. I'm going to jump into that from the tariffs and something that I noticed in the overall celebrity figurehead introducing the tariffs today and thinking there are some things that I hope that we would know and pick up from that. That goes from there. So here we go. First article got from Free Thought Project. DOD, which stands for the Department of Defense, blatantly admits on Twitter it works with Hollywood to sell you war propaganda. And we knew this was, but for many people, the individuals that think that people that bring information about how this conspiracy works, this was for those individuals that, you know what, and I would say this. The people that choose to be blind are truly blind indeed. And this is the system telling you what they're doing and what their plans are. So check out that. And it says, this week, the Department of Defense sent an interesting tweet where they openly admitted that they control how the U.S. government is portrayed in Hollywood films. And this came out here. This is what we've been saying the whole time. We talked about that with the very popular movie Black Panther, how they do that there and everything else. It's the same thing. This is why I had reservations about the whole movie, because I knew what before I even saw it or anything else, I knew what the content was going to be and what the overall underlying message was going to be. This is the underlying message in most movies, especially ones in which they publicize, and they know the overall temperament of the people because they put the barometers in place, and they know what is going to get them to, or what I would say, what is going to incite them, and in inciting them, they want to definitely make sure that their overall objectives are going to be met with people actually relinquishing their sovereignty and obeying what they want as the system, what they want to accomplish. And we become the burden bearers of the system itself. Very, very important, because right now there is a direction that the system is really, really pushing forward. And we're going to talk about that and why you need to be prepared about it. So check out that next article. And this one comes from Roz. He said, "Brother Otis found this a must read. Truth Out." And it says, "As case against so-called black identity extremists proceeds, email reveals Dallas FBI surveillance of the First Amendment activities." So check out that article. Next article, Roz posted this one from Quartz. "The SEC wants to regulate Bitcoin, and Bitcoin doesn't doesn't like it at all." So check out that. Yes, that definitely is the case. That is what's going on. And I would definitely say, well, we got to be very, very careful. I think that the cryptocurrency space is something that should be leveraged and used, but the cryptocurrency space itself was actually created by the system. So check out that article. Next article, Roz posted this one from Inverse. It says, "Bitcoin expert reveals four reasons why Africa will be home of the next crypto boom." And I could definitely see that. Great article to my man Roz. Next article, Roz posted this one from AP News. "Putin praised Trump," says, we put this one in yesterday as well. "Putin praised Trump," says, "political system eating itself." Yes. Next article from DW.com. No, I got nothing to do with that. That's Deutsche's Wealth. .com. Ex-spy poisoned by nerve gas, police say. And this was from, Roz posted this one. Next article, this one comes from The New Yorker. Israeli, move this down. Israel contemplating a future without Benjamin Netanyahu. So check out that article. Roz posted that one in. Next article, the leaked NSA spy tools that hacked the world. Check out that article. Roz posted that one. And I posted an article from Mish Talk, "First U.S. real estate transaction in blockchain, what's next?" So the very first happened on February the 20th, 2018, just last month, not too long ago, a couple of weeks ago, a week ago, the first U.S. real estate transaction in the blockchain was done. Next article, I got this one from Electronic Frontier Foundation. "Geek Squad relationship with the FBI is cozier than we thought." This all goes, see, there's a lot of things that's going on that we need to be aware of. Next article, Roz got this one from The Guardian. His commentary is, I said this was on one of Jenna's and my show. "The main reason melanated people in America have the highest rate of the most aggressive in colon, prostate, and breast cancer is because we're deficient in vitamin D3. Very, very true. That is very, very true. Vitamin D3 is critical. Stop wearing shades. For those of you that do wear shades in the summertime, yes, protect your eyes, but you can protect your eyes in other ways other than wearing shades, because that is one of the ways that your body definitely absorbs vitamin C in all seasons, especially during the winter months and the fall months. You definitely don't want to be wearing shades at all. And that's one of the things that the system is teaching you, oh, how cool it is and everything else, but you're making yourself extremely vitamin D deficient. You know, ancestrally, people didn't go blind, but they, for all the reasons that they lie and tell you about the sun and everything else, and they have a good propaganda program telling you, oh, the sun, you know, you got to protect your eyes. You know, some people do need to protect their eyes after some things. If they've had surgery or some kind of process to the eyes, yes, those individuals may need to. I'm not quite sure, but they may need to protect their eyes. So, but the everyday person, don't wear shades at all, but they actually harm your body. They actually contribute to you being vitamin D deficient. And you should definitely be taking vitamin D supplements, in my opinion. So check out that article. Once again, propaganda through the world of not medicine, but the world of poison. Check out that article. Next article, I got this one from Keep Talking Greece. Turkey threatens ExxonMobil and the U.S. 6th Fleet off of Cyprus. Check out that article. Next article, it says, Raj posted this one about vitamin D as well from Medical News Today. Could a sunny climate prevent MS? I definitely believe that that's very possible. So they made us actually turn away from the sun and give us all kind of climate change reasons and lies and everything else. And they tell people to protect themselves from the sun by putting on sunblock and all this other stuff. And that's the stuff that's giving you the cancer. And they say is one thing is the lies are just because we don't really have a real education about things. We go by the schooling of it all. Next article, I posted this one from Cerebrally Naive Network. Trump administration considering outside expert on North help on North Korea. I wonder if that's going to be John Bolton or John Bolton taking a significant role in the celebrity figurehead administration. And Raj posted this one, NBC News, U.S. versus the world. Here's what a trade war looks like. And I'm going to tell you what trade war looks like. It turns into shooting wars. It turns into bombs and missiles being shot. It turns into depopulation, ladies and gentlemen, and that's really what's setting up here. So check out that. Raj posted this article from South China Morning Post. We're not trying to replace the – and as China was saying, we're not trying to replace the U.S. role on global stage, says Beijing. China is seeking a more prominent role on global leadership, but rejected suggestions that it's trying to supplant the U.S. in world affairs as a strategical misjudgment. This is a great article, Raj. Thanks for posting that. Very, very important. And we'll probably touch on some of that. Next article from Reuters. Tillerson, this comes from Reuters. Raj posted this one. Tillerson says African countries should weigh Chinese loans carefully. Huh? Yes, they should, but coming from, I tell you why, this is why this whole thing is a sham. And this whole thing is a sham because this is how they use these strings to manipulate and to get you and I in a position of disadvantage. Check out that article. And so we're going to hurry up here. Next article, Raj posted this from Wall Street Journal, North Korea suspected in cyber attack on Turkey. Check out that article, which could have been, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was somebody else. So, a couple of other things that I want to jump into today's show. Next article, Raj posted this one, really important one from Cerebrally Naive Network. South Korean officials leave for the U.S. with a message from North Korea to celebrity figurehead Trump. And I guess they're going to have an announcement later on today. So, last article, Raj posted this one from the New York Times. 756 copycat threats reported against schools since the Parkland shooting. So check out that article. So those are what's in the news. One sec. Next one. laughing at OG. Okay, so that's what's in the news. So we're going to jump into today's show. If you would like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. Area code 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And I just want to say once again, thank you all for being patient with us. I've been extremely busy when we have our seminars and everything else. It takes me away from, you know, I have to take care of some of our business obligations. And so I'm not always able to do the shows and everything else. So big up to Roz and Jenna, and greatly, greatly appreciate you all and all of you that listen to the Tando Radio Show and to Black Talk Radio Network and just participating. So, all right. So with that being said, let me today's show is The ones who prepare, the ones who prepare today will rule tomorrow. I think it's very, very important that you, as individuals, prepare yourself. And we need to talk about some of these things and some of these reasons why and because of what's going on. Is it critical that you prepare yourself today? Because there are going to be obstacles that are going to be put before you, not by your choice, but will demand your response to them in some way or another going forward in the future. And if you prepare for yourself to be able to overcome these obstacles will actually turn into opportunity for you. Definitely this needs to be done by you individually, by your families, and by the general population in our community at large.
Hey, Dave.
Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, on the topic of preparedness, man, I saw something real funny last night. So, you know, parts of the Northeast is under heavy snow and power outages and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
So they were interviewing this old white couple, and the power was, I mean, it looked like a blizzard out there from what they were showing on TV. And
right,
this woman gonna say, you know, the power went back out. It was on for a couple hours. It went back out, and I'm tired of it. And I'm like, well, you know, go file a complaint with Mother Nature. I mean, come on, people. What do we expect? You know what I'm saying? You know, like the power company can control Mother Nature and prevent trees and limbs from falling and knocking down power lines and stuff. And I just thought to myself, you know, I would expect an old retired couple like y'all to at least have a generator or two, you know. So, you know, those people that's in the Northeast, I heard that another one's supposed to bear down. Generators come in very handy, and I would even say they can be lifesavers in these circumstances. But I just wanted to share that. I thought that was so funny. She was, like, getting mad because the power was out. I mean, it's a blizzard outside. Dave, you must have muted yourself. We can't hear you. Okay, Dave, you there? Okay, Dave just dropped off, so he's having some phone issues, and he will call back in. But, I mean, there's just simple stuff that we should be preparing for. I mean, just bad inclement weather. And you just be surprised how many people just are not prepared. And that's when you at the mercy of so-called emergency service to come save you. I think we got Dave back. All right, Dave, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me, Scotty?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know what happened. I heard you all the way through, and you said, Dave, you must have muted yourself, and I didn't. I don't know. It just kicked me out. And you know what, Scotty, it's so funny when you say that. Now, think about it. How long do you think that lady has lived there for how many winters? And she still hasn't prepared herself for that. It's Scotty, can you still hear me?
Yes, Dave.
Okay, cool. I mean, she probably lived there for probably 30 or 40 winters, and she still hasn't prepared herself. That's because that's what this system really teaches us to do. It doesn't teach us to think for ourselves and to be sovereign. It teaches us to really depend on their system for everything. And like Scotty said, how are you going to control the tree, the growth of the trees, the power lines, and the weather? But see, that's what a lot of people do, and this is what the system definitely, definitely wants. And these are the people that are really going to be dangerous. That's the people that are going to put you in danger, those that do prepare. It's that type of mentality. Because she's going to go from being tired, and other people like her are going to be go from being tired that the power keeps going out, to where they will go from civilized to feral in a moment's notice and start to steal and try to take whatever they can from you, the one that's been prepared. So you have to be way ahead of them. So,
hey, also, you got Otis wants to make a comment.
Yeah.
But Otis, before you comment, Dave, you just triggered something I saw today, you know, a memory. Dependency. You said the system wants you to be dependent. Do you know Rex Tillerson is in Africa right now and had the nerve to tell Africans and tell the media that China's investments in Africa is to make Africa dependent. And that's, they're exploiting Africa, trying to make them dependent. As if the United States, the World Bank, and all these, like, that ain't what y'all been doing. But y'all ain't been building no infrastructure. You just give them cash. You know what I'm saying? You just give them cash grants and to the tunes of billions and billions of dollars, man. So when Donald Trump was talking about we gonna cut off this aid to Africa, I was like, that's good. Do it. maybe they'll wake up.
Right. And Scotty, you know, Raz posted that article from Reuters inside of the thread today. Yes, and we're going to take a look at that as well, because this is the political football that's being pushed for an agenda. And it's all about dependency. They want you and the rest of the and they break it down. What they do is they take it from a macro and a micro standpoint. But let me go to Brother Otis real quick, and so that'll be a part of our show real quick. Brother Otis, welcome to Tando Radio Show. What say you?
Good evening. I want to try to use a quick analogy for some younger guys. Back in the 80s, I owned the Interconnect. One of the things they did when they broke up Marbell, telling you about utilities now, one of the things they did is they incorporated into that bill to break up Marbell. They gave the utilities the incentive to use fiber optics and to bury all the cables. Why am I telling you that? They took all of those. These executives from Marbell are the ones now that own Comcast, AT&T, Viacom, so they basically got the government to break them up so that they could privatize communications. Along with that was an incentive to do away with above ground utilities and communications cable. They never did that, because what they ended up doing is privatizing utilities and communications, and then they roll that money into expanding new technology without securing transmission lines and communications lines. So I can understand that old lady being upset, because it was actually sold to us that they were going to do away with all of these above ground utilities, because Dave, you know what I know, I was in missiles. The technology is there to make these cables submerged and not have these kind of power outages. But and another way to look at that is, if you think I'm too far-fetched, look at what just happened in South Carolina. They spent billions of taxpayers' money to do a nuclear power plant, and then now they're telling you we're going to shut it down to save you money.
Well, Otis, I don't think
keep you vulnerable to climate and weather conditions. To do what? Make more money. The technology is here that these people don't really have to be a victim of every high wind situation.
Yeah, and that technology is called a generator, Otis. So I don't think that's why she was mad, Otis. I don't think that's why she was mad. That's not what she communicated. She was mad because the power was going out.
That's what I'm saying to you, Scotty. Actually, we've already been built several times. I'll send you some information.
But you know what though? I was wondering if we was gonna have a show today, because my power been out most of the day. You know why the power out? Because they replacing the power lines here on this road that I live in. They're putting in all new poles and making them higher to go up above the limbs and what have you.
And here's what I'm saying.
But if the power had not been on, we'd have still had a show, because I got a generator.
Well, here's my point to you. We've still been built as a people because the technology is there to avoid having to do above ground power lines to sustain us. This country has just been built because they keep asking for taxpayer money and funding to improve them, and they never provide the infrastructure because there's more money in providing service with the old technology.
And I understand that. I understand that. And I'm not disputing your points on everything that you laid out. But again, we were just talking about being dependent. So that's being dependent on a power company to do what they should do to prevent this, you know, power outages by putting all the lines underground. That's still dependency. So, you know, well, like Dave said,
that we're being left vulnerable so that you have to have the personal responsibility when, in fact, they've taken your money as a public collective to supposedly not have you vulnerable to these conditions. They've lied to us. That's all I'm saying. The technology is there that these shouldn't be happening as often as they're happening.
Yeah, and you know what? Let me just interject, because both of you are absolutely right. And what Scotty is saying, Eldis, and I know you agree with, and I know Scotty is sees your point as well. What Scotty is saying is that we know that the system has failed us, and that we really need to be self-reliant. And what Otis is saying is that, yes, that the technology, because he's absolutely right, because we all know that. Scotty knows that as well. The thing is that the system is not being controlled by us. That's why there's faulty technology that's being used instead of efficient technology. And in light of that, that is the reason why we need to be prepared. That's what Scotty is saying, is that we need to be prepared because they are have this faulty infrastructure. And Otis is saying that, yes, true. And the thing is that they are actually stealing our taxpayers' dollars to make it more difficult for us to be able to prepare, because they're putting in infrastructure that's handicapped infrastructure that's vulnerable to the elements. And so that is really what's happening here, and this is why it's so important for us to take the responsibility to be prepared and to start to prepare ourselves, our families, and our overall community at large. Yes, yes, Otis, I know you definitely agree with Scotty, and Scotty understands the point that you're making as well, because what's actually being done here is that by creating an environment for people, it's multifaceted. The school system teaches us to obey a flawed, self-serving system at our expense. And because of that, the technology and the things that we should be engaging in and should be sustaining ourselves with, we are light years away. Even though it's we're capable of it right now, but us as a general population in the world, we're light years away from it, because we're waiting for the system to provide our overall sovereignty and self-determination. You can't get it that way. You have to invoke that yourself. So I totally agree with both, and I see what you're saying, and the points that you made are valid, and they both have a common denominator. We have to look at the system for what it really is. It's setting us up. And by being dependent, that means that we are expecting something that will never arrive. We are expecting some form of aid that will never arrive. And we are making ourselves vulnerable. What Otis is saying, we're making ourselves vulnerable to having outdated handicap infrastructure. And this, it's one and the same. So great, great points by both. Let me go to my man. I'm going to read that in a sec. Let me see. My man Thomas out of NYC, because I don't like to keep the callers waiting before we get going. And so let's go to my man Thomas out of NYC. Thomas, what's going on, brother? What say you? Okay, Thomas is not there. Thomas, whenever you get a chance, he's probably moving around or something. Thomas, when you get a chance, just jump in and just say, you know, just interrupt me if you had a question or comment that you wanted to make, because Thomas sometimes is traveling in between, so we may miss him. So, Thomas, if you can, you're unmuted. If you had a question or comment, go ahead and say it. All right, with that being said, I just want to say big ups. I see that is my man. Roz is on the board and Jenna's on the board. I just wanted to say to you all, thank you, brothers, for holding down the show for me. I greatly, greatly appreciate you, Jenna, and you, Roz, for doing that, and just for being great friends to me and great friends to this network and to Tando Radio Show. And big ups to Brother Braggs is on the board. What's going on, Brother Braggs? Missed you. Was traveling today. So I see you in the Davises and my man, I think it's John out of OKC, whatever he's going by today. I see you as well. All right, so let's get into today's show. And, you know, Scotty had brought up, Roz had posted that video, that article from Reuters about Tillerson telling Africa to be careful. And I'm going to get to that, and it's very, very important for today's show. Also, I posted a YouTube video, which my man Scotty, sorry about that. Yeah, that's right. I don't want us to get in any kind of infringement problems. There's a YouTube video. It's a little long, a little lengthy, but make sure you check it out, because then we can look at and talk about some points of it that I want to share with you all. It's about a documentary on who will start World War III, who will be fighting, and how will it end, and what will you do? We need to talk about that, and I'm going to give my overall thoughts on that.
Dave,
so everyone that's listening to Chando Radio, if you could, just take a look at that video. I want you to see that video first, and that's what I'll do from now on.
Hey,
I'll post the video, check it out, and then we
can
come back and talk about it. Yeah, go ahead, Big Shotty.
This is how you get around that. It's okay if you break it up, like if I play 10 minutes of it, then open up the lines, come back for some commentary, then play a little bit more, come back with some commentary. That's how we can legally get around that type of stuff.
Okay, got you, brother. So what we'll do is we'll only do like 10 minutes, but I want you all to check that out. And I'm going to pick out 10 minutes of it, and then because it's very, very important, because there's some points in there that have to be met, and that's what we'll do on all videos. We'll only do 10 minutes of them at the most to pick out the points, but I'll post them a day before so you can all review them and then have your thoughts and everything else, so it doesn't catch you off guard and you can think about what it is, because that's what we need to do. All right. Thanks, Scotty. Okay, so where we're going to go to now, couple of articles, and I think it's critical. And some of the articles, it was a couple of articles that I posted the other day. Tomorrow's Financial Friday, we're definitely going to be looking at this state of the economics that are telling us that a war is happening. But just today, and I want to say this real quickly, and this is why we got to start preparing. There was the celebrity figurehead Trump had made statements about, or had signed the overall tariffs against steel and aluminum, and he had exceptions in there. Some of the exceptions was they were making exceptions for Canada and for Mexico if they would renegotiate NAFTA, and other countries could actually get exceptions of it, and those exceptions is going to be if they play by the U.S. Protectivism rules that the U.S. is putting basically, which is a code word, ladies and gentlemen, for what has started in the past that created the wars of the past through the Third Reich of Nazi Germany, through Manifest Destiny, through all of the wars, Vietnam, the American war against Vietnam, the American war against North Korea, and so forth and so on. All of this is being speeding up. This was just like a major, major attack that has happened, because it lays the foundation for engagement for your children, your friends, your family members to be engaged, and you yourself to be engagement by war. So today, it was the actual signing of the tariffs. And, excuse me one second. And by doing that, here's what some of the critical things I hope you all picked up. Celebrity figurehead Trump said that the U.S. steel is much stronger and much more dependable than other countries' steels for strategical reasons, meaning that they need to reinvigorate the American steel for strategical reasons. What do you think those strategical reasons were for? War. One of the individuals, and I heard all of this off of Cerebrally Naive Network, many of you call it CNN. and CNN, Cerebrally Naive Network, was carrying the press conference. And in the press conference, celebrity figurehead Trump had some so-called participants or some citizens just to speak out on it. And one gentleman said that he was in the steel industry that provided for armored Humvees and armored vehicles that were in the theater of war, and they were cut back. It was no mistake that that was done, because those are the subliminal messages to let you know what they're going to be doing. And not only that, that was code word for those that do know what's happening as to what is going to be happening. So it was two references to it. Then the third reference to the overall war paradigm was that they want to reignite a particular company that its main purpose is making steel for the U.S. military. That was what this was really all about. And the rest of the world, even though they're all in cahoots with it, they are fully aware of that. There was an article I posted last week that Germany said the U.S. should be careful about its protectivism. Meaning that protectivism is the same policies and the procedures that was done before in history, and the world will respond to them the way that they responded to those regimes of the past and those in administrations of the past, even though there is no such thing as governments, it's fraternities against the people, in my opinion. And I'm sticking to it. And I have good reason for saying that. So, right now, the tariffs were, if the countries do not go by the protectivism that is being set forth by the administration, then there will be tariffs. Now, is it right? Is it wrong? No, it doesn't really matter, because these were the conditions that were set forth for right now at this moment so that they could set up the next set of events that will lead into World War III, that will lead into global nuclear war I to depopulate the planet. There is a systematic approach that they always take, and this is one of the approaches that you do take. They provide all of the. They feed and lay the traps for the people to be slaughtered. They put their feeders out, and people continue to feed on it, and it leads to the overall trap, and then the trap is sprung. The system is hunters of mankind. And this overall perpetual motion is moving rapidly to armed confrontation that you'll be fighting on someone else's behalf. And that behalf, that fighting will be fought on behalf of the system of subjugation and enslavement, to maintain his overall course that he's had before in the past. And this is what we need to be aware of and see what the setup is, because they need to have all of the justifiable reasons for you to believe that there is a threat other than them being the predators and you being the prey. They want to tell you that they're saving you from a threat when you're actually being hunted by the system. And this puts us in a great disadvantage, because we lay in the layers, in the mansions of the great predator, thinking that we're getting some form of, thinking that it is a safe haven, a safe house. We're getting some form of protection when we're actually being led to slaughter. It's a slaughterhouse, and we're the guests. And the bad thing about being the guest here is that you're not invited to the table. The only thing that you're getting is that you're on the menu. You're not invited to the table because you're going to be what's cooking for those that are invited to the table to consume. And they're all negotiating on what part they're going to take in their consumption. They're not looking at, the system is not looking at dissolving itself. It's looking at devouring you, your family, our community, and the general population at large. And until we start to look at it from a true, from a sense of truth, in a sense of evidence of the past, and then the tricks of the present and through the deceptions, we will continue to get the same result that we've gotten in the past. We will be laying in the layers, in the layers of the great predator. Biding our time until we are the dinner that they consume. And it's not, I know a lot of us think it is, it's not just one class of people. The overall global population is large, so you have to break in segment that overall population so that you can thoroughly conquer all sides of it. These are the dividing factors. So, was listening to that Cerebrally Naive network. Report or press conference, and what this is setting up is what we call, you heard us say it a lot in 2016, some of 2017, we really haven't talked about it much. We are looking at the purge being set forth. And from the article that Raz posted about Tillerson telling Africa to be aware of the funding that they get. See, these are the same tricks that worked over and over again. And my man Otis said, tariffs are a form of war. Absolutely. It is actually the one of the initial stages of war before the shooting starts. It first starts with currencies, then currencies move into trade, and then trade moves into soldiers that obey.
Dave.
Yes, go ahead, Otis.
Hey, I'm going to tell you a quick story. It'll take about 2 minutes. I put it in the chat room to let you know. I actually have an old missile buddy who's a bigwig at AK Steel. Do you remember in the Iraqi war when Bush took so much heat for sending Humvees? General Motors sent those Humvees over without armored plates.
Mm-hmm, I sure
well,
do.
I learned, he and I have talked about this over and over since that war. You know, and most of these people probably know too, steel is a weird industry. Those mills have to run 24/7. There's no starting and stopping them. So when you put in orders, you already know, stupid Trump actually told more than he should have in that CNN report. Because he talked about specialized steel and alloys. What they're doing now is disrupting what the other manufacturers have been doing after they soaked them for the manufacturing cost and selectively bringing steel in, because you have to order that stuff 6, 8, 12 months ahead of time. Now they're disrupting the other manufacturers, forcing down the prices on the market. I took a shot of it and sent it to my friend. All the top four steel makers in America, their stock dropped today. What happens when stock drops? They turn around and buy their own stock cheaper. because you know what's going to happen when you have to escalate? They're going to make a boom off of war. So you hit it perfectly on exactly what's going on. That tariff on aluminum and metal is intentional. That's why I said tariffs are a form of war. Most of these countries know exactly what's going on because we've already brought in all the piping we need from China, some of it out of Taiwan, and now they want to switch and have American producers have probably already stockpiled armored plating steel. So the manufacturing process for us won't stop. So it is an act of war.
Exactly, and it's a actual great point, Otis. Thanks for jumping in, and you're absolutely right. From what I heard from celebrity figurehead Trump on today's, and now he said way too much more than, because he was giving full clues to those that need to know. He was telling his the Wall Street buddies that hey, war is about to come, because when with war, what do you need to have? Remember the old movies, and this was some of the things that we was going to show in this thing. You're going to have a ramping up where the whole country becomes nationalized. Everybody here, they talked about all the jobs is going to be creating, but what he didn't say is that yes, they're going to be creating so many jobs. A lot of people will have jobs. It will be actually. And he said that we are going to take all of the rusted out factories and refurbish and rebuild them for the overall workload and the industry call for steel going forward. And let me just tell you something about steel. There is a huge supply of steel. It's just not the demand anymore. They're going to create the demand. So there's a couple of other things, but I want people to be able to sound off. I want to go to Scotty. That wanted to I think Scotty wanted to jump in.
Oh,
and
no,
then,
not me, Dave. Thomas. I just had my mic open. I'm sorry.
Okay. No. Okay, cool. So yeah, I totally agree, and Otis. So yeah, this was the couple of things that was significant that I noticed that was being said is that it was a message that's being conveyed. And so I want to convey a message to you. They are moving very, very close to where things are going to drastically change here. And I want you to be as thoroughly prepared for that as you possibly can be. And there are steps that you could take regardless of your socioeconomic status. These steps you have to take. One, you can't do what you did yesterday and what you've been doing in the past before. You're going to have a change. You're going to have to change your overall direction. Okay? We must do it. We absolutely must. And I think some of the changes that we have to do is we have to change our free will. We can't use the same consciousness that we used before. We have got to think anew. We have more than thinking anew. We have to build, collaborate, and work anew. It's more important that we start to work, because work is from our energy, and that's what we need to be putting into place and utilizing to our benefit, and we're going to talk about some of that. But before we go into the commercial break, I just wanted to say from there, it was a huge clue. Here's another thing that was significant that was being conveyed. Said that the industry had been decimated here in the country, and that it was time for the U.S. to have some, he kept saying fairness, fairness, fairness. Well, why that's so critical, ladies and gentlemen, that is an actual statement that we should be reading as they are going to push this issue to all-out war. Because what they're trying to say is that they're trying to make things equitable. How in the world can the United States make anything equitable when they have all of these military installations all over the world to colonize and to take resources from the different parts of the world? When they make that case on the world stage, they are going to be dutifully found guilty from their deeds of the past and from the present. They are giving the excuse for war because they're going to say we have to defend the America First policy. And what does that mean? That means defense militarily, economically, geopolitically, and economically. And the rest of the world is going to say, fine, fine. We are not going in that direction, and we will not allow you to move further in that direction. Because now what's going to happen is that you're going to see tariffs going to be hit with the U.S. And when the U.S. gets hit with tariffs from the rest of the world, they're going to say it's of national interest, and embargoes are going to happen. And that is the next stage. That's what tariffs bring, is the next stage of war is embargoes. That's the last thing that happens before missiles fly. And so, okay, got you, Scotty. And breaking news, thank you, OG, for checking that out. It says, breaking news from Cerebrally Naive Network. A senior U.S. official told Cerebrally Naive Network that North Korea offered to suspend their nuclear missile testing alongside their initiatives for talks. The official said there are no plans to change the upcoming planned military exercise with South Korea. And I'm going to tell you, this is all a scam and the charades, because watch what happens with all of this. It's going to now speed up the whole process of the war, because what's going to happen is now the U.S. will say that that North Korea reneged, we need to attack immediately. Now they'll have the excuse. This is what they needed to be able to get the overall general population, is for them to engage and say that, yeah, the U.S. was right. They North Korea reneged again. And they move on it. So, no coincidence, ladies and gentlemen. These tariffs is the next stage just before the embargo.
Hey, Dave.
And the world will be embargoing and sanctioning the U.S. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I was wondering if you saw the story about, you know, North Korea and South Korea was, we were getting reports that made it look like they were interested in reunification and they were going to talk and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I saw an article yesterday where the South Korean leader is distancing himself and backing away. And I was like, yeah, the U.S. must have said something to him. And now he's mm-hmm. like, well, hold up. Let's slow your roll there, Kim Jong-un, you know, because they want that mm-hmm. war, man. War is profitable just like slavery.
Yeah, it is, because it is slavery. And let me just say this. Who is delivering the message for North Korea? South Korea is. That means that they're already unified. And as some say, well, there is no dialogue between the U.S. and the U.S. Believe me, if this was really the case, North Korea could get a message to the U.S. It's all being set up. So we have to be aware. And I want to go over a couple of things really quickly. When we come back, I want to read this one article so that you can see. Then we start to talk about, I'm going to tell you about what I expect to be happening and what you need to be doing. Every person here needs to think anew. But more importantly than thinking anew, you need to act anew. There needs to be actions to your new thinking and move in that direction. So we're getting ready for the next commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call. The number is 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. And, you know, give us a call. Very, very telling. We want to read a couple of articles because we need to do just that. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And today's show is on the 8th of March, 2018. Much respect, much love, miss you. Today's show is "The One Who Prepares Today Will Rule Tomorrow." And we're going to, in this hour, I'm going to read this article real quick, but in this hour we need to, I want to just give you some scenarios and some things that I think is going to be happening and some of the things that you should be thinking anew with, and not only that, acting upon. So this one comes from Free Thought Project. The Department of Defense blatantly admits on Twitter that it works with Hollywood to sell you war propaganda. So let me pull this article up real quick. And I want you to think about that. Yes, this is all that we know. We've known this before. But it's not just in Hollywood. It's in sports. It's in everything that we do. It's in indoctrination of our schools and everything else. And, you know, someone thinks that being a good patriot is by supporting whatever your country needs you to do. Well, if your country needs you to do what's immoral and what's morally illegal and malevolent, what does that say about you? That means that you're morally bankrupt and you're malevolent. We put this blind faith in people because we've been so indoctrinated not to think for ourselves, but to think from a set of colors. And a set of colors is nothing more than a set of control, gang control. It is a bankrupt oath that we take that is void of true moral standing. And this becomes extremely dangerous. This is where you become the devil's doer. So, check out this article. Department of Defense blatantly admits on Twitter it works with Hollywood to sell you war propaganda. Why is it telling you that now? Why did they put that on? Because they plan on a major war happening. And they letting you know. See, before they had it when there was no movement, when they were in different phases to get you to comply, before they wouldn't say something as blatantly because there was no threat of war, then you would start to think. Now, people that are punks to the system, and that's really what we are and what the system teaches to be, they're punks to the system. The punks to the system's now saying, well, they need to do that for us to let us know what's going on in the world and how we can engage and assist in the system and do our overall duty. And it's the only one reason why we do that, because we think that we're going to get some monetary gain from that whole thing, when in actuality you're going to lose everything because you're not prepared. Many of us lose our sovereignty because we're not prepared to defend it. And we think that being free is a defense of our sovereignty. Actually, freedom assassinates your sovereignty, because freedom is something that is given to you by the rule of law, for the sustainability of the judicial system that made the law. Check it out. This week, the Department of Defense sent out an interesting tweet. Why did they send a tweet? Because they control tweet. Telling. And they control FedBook. All a part of their operations. Sent out an interesting tweet where they openly admitted that they control how the U.S. government is how the U.S. government is portrayed in Hollywood films. Sorry about that. Move this down and then see it. So wait, let's stop there. They openly admitted they control how the U.S. government is portrayed in Hollywood films. Which films? All of them. What does that mean for Hollywood? Hollywood is actually, just like NASA, is a part of the military-industrial complex, the prison-industrial complex, the subjugation and enslavement-industrial complex. This is why they have the big budgets. This is why they have the best equipment. This is why they're on all of the screens. This is why you know about them way before, and they get you to write in your diary of FedBook how you feel about it. The whole world to see, so that they can know what triggers they can move and motivate you to do what they want you to do. See, they know everything that you're thinking, so now they can tell you what to think. Article goes on. While this is a fact that they have been documented for many years, it is still largely overlooked by mainstream media sources. Why was this overlooked by mainstream media sources? Because mainstream media sources is Hollywood itself. It's the propaganda machine, who insists that this idea is nothing more than a conspiracy theory. No such thing as conspiracy theories. It's conspiracy agendas. And it either is or it isn't. And by Hollywood being in it's a conspiracy agenda. In the Post, it was plainly admitted that the agency works with Hollywood to ensure the military is portrayed correctly in films. See, they play on words. They did it in Panther. We talked about that. They do it in every film. But it's not only the military that's portrayed correctly in every film. Their agenda is always set forth correctly and seated in every film. Because they know that's where they can get you to relax and escape. And they can arouse your senses and arouse your imagination, and they get you to imagine, what if I just become the best slave and obey and subjugate and sacrifice myself for the system? There's going to be a great heaven waiting for me. Funny how we can look at other rituals and call gain. But we can't look at the rituals that we follow and recognize gain. Article goes on. Here's the tweet. U.S. Department of Defense. It's Oscar number 90. Sunday. Did you know the DOD, Department of Defense, works with Hollywood to ensure the military is correctly portrayed in films? Find out how these partnerships work at go.usa.gov. Be sure to follow our number. Sure to follow our Oscars coverage over on DOD Outreach. That was the tweet that they put out. So before the asshats start calling conspiracy theory, just realize that those individuals are foolishly making the excuses for their own demise. And they're admitting to being the cowards that those that challenge it already know that they are. I remember a person said to me, Dave, I know that's conspiracy theory. Oh, I know, that's because you're a coward to the truth. All cowards of the truth say that. And they were offended. They should be offended. Because our overall turning from the truth has got us caught up in the biggest scam and scheme of our lives that we are passing down like a heirloom to our children. Article goes on. That was the tweet. I'm going to read that tweet one more time. The tweet comes from the United States Department of Defense at Department of Defense. It's Oscar 90 Sunday. Did you know that the Department of Defense works with Hollywood to ensure the military is correctly portrayed in films? So that, and I'm going to tell you this, so that governments work with the, all films are government films. And in order for you to get on the government silver screen, which will trigger a hypnotism on you, you have to first ask them. And they're going to check to make sure that their overall propaganda is being dutifully supported. Find out how these partnerships work. This is what they say. Find out how these partnerships work. Go to thegovernment.org. Be sure to follow our Oscar coverage over on DOD Outreach. Every government in the world throughout history has required all-encompassing propaganda campaign to keep its citizens in line, especially when it comes to war in the military. The most destructive application of government, and I would say no, that's not true. The most destructive application of government is schooling and finances. It's schooling and finances. Because without the schooling, there couldn't be no military trick. Without the finances, there will be no military dependence. That's truly what their agenda is. It's to seize your talent through school and to put you into their welfare system where you will be giving up all of your energy for their objective. That's really what it is. And they lie and they give you bits and pieces of the truth here, but their true agenda, this is just a method. This is not their objective. Places like, article goes on, places like North Korea or China are great modern examples of this type of censorship and propaganda taken to the extremes. You believe that they have the audacity just to insult you and call you a fool on Twitter, and then place in the article, places like North Korea and China are great modern examples. But it was the U.S. Department of Defense that put this out. No, there's no more destructive application of this form of government than right here in every other form of government. See, that's the dividing thing, because they want you to go to war with people that happen to live in the so-called borders that they call North Korea and the so-called borders that they call China, when you don't even know them, but you want to fight and try to kill them in competition so that your owners will reap the benefits from it. And they'll give you a little silver damn trophy, say that you won the Super Bowl, and you lost your life, you lost your sovereignty, you lost your direction, you lost and squandered your talents. Article continues. The early Nazi propaganda films from World War II usually comes to most people in the minds of discussion about propaganda as technology and the study of human psychological have advanced. Psychological has advanced. The rules of government everywhere else have been able to refine the skill of creating a false reality for their subjects. Everyone likes to think that their type of one thing or another. Ooh, let me move this down. Everyone likes to think that this type a thing only happens in some faraway land or different times in history. But this type of propaganda and media manipulation is alive and well today in America. Yes. In the early 1950s, when modern media and televisions became mainstream phenomena, the Central Intelligence Agency, and I would just say this, it's not the Central Intelligence Agency's fault. The Central Intelligence Agency is another celebrity figurehead that is disguising the true objective and agenda of those that control it. Those individuals that work with and support, the minions that support, are equally damned as those that will be the victims of that system. They just don't know it. Every deal you make with the devil, you lose your soul. Article goes on. Had just formed, it quickly became one of the primary goals to use new technology to influence public opinion. The first known CIA propaganda campaign, called Operation Mockingbird, began around this time. And it had been revealed through declassified documents that strategies developed in this operation are still in use today. It's not only the strategies that are in operations today. It's been in operations before the 50s. And it's all done in our schools, first and foremost. That's where it starts. So, check out that rest of that article.
Hey, Dave.
And, yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I would also say, you know, media... We think technology, but a piece of paper and me writing on it, you know, writing an essay on
it's
it,
technology.
That's media, you know. So they had newspapers back in the day, and those newspapers was full of propaganda, especially anti-black propaganda here in the United States. So the printing press was the first propaganda machine. And again, these things, propaganda can be used for good, it could be used for evil. But if you allow me, I let them hear... former Senator Frank Church's words after hearing. You want me to play it? It's about 3 minutes.
Yeah, play it.
Okay.
Yeah, Scotty. Definitely.
All right, let me pull it up. It's on YouTube under Operation Mockingbird. Let me pull that up.
So concerned that planted stories intended to serve a national purpose abroad came home and were circulated here and believed here, because this would mean that the CIA could manipulate the news in the United States by channeling it through some foreign country. Now, we're looking at that very carefully.
Do you have any people being paid by the CIA who are contributing to a major circulation American journal?
We do have people who submit pieces to other two American journals.
Do you have any people paid by the CIA who are working for television networks?
This, I think, gets into the kind of getting into the details, Mr. Chairman, that I'd like to get into in executive session.
At CBS, we had been contacted by the CIA. As a matter of fact, by the time I became the head of the whole news and public affairs operation in 1954, relationships had been established, and I was told about them and asked if I'd carry on with them.
We have quite a lot of detailed information, and we will evaluate it, and we will include any evidence of wrongdoing or any evidence of impropriety in our final report and make recommendations.
Do you have any people being paid by the CIA who are contributing to the National News Services, AP and UPI?
Well, again, I think we're getting into the kind of detail, Mr. Chairman, that I'd prefer to handle in executive session.
Senator, do you think that you named the news organizations in your final report?
That remains to be decided.
I think it was entirely in order for our correspondents at that time to make use of CIA agent chiefs of station and other members of the executive staff of CIA as sources of information which were useful in their assessments of world conditions.
Would you say that continues today?
Well, I would think probably for a reporter it would continue today, but because of all of the revelations of the period of the 1970s, it seems to me that a reporter's got to be much more circumspect in doing it now, or he runs the risk of at least being looked at with considerable disfavor by the public. I think
that last person you had speaking was the president of CBS from 1954 up until 1970-something. And, you know, this is why Black Talk Media Project was founded, Dave. I don't know if people know that. Tag, I don't know if Tag is on the line, but Tag wrote a college paper about me and, you know, what I was doing, because I readily admit I'm engaging in propaganda, counter propaganda, because
right.
I understand the true definition of propaganda. All propaganda is communicating ideology or ideals or an agenda. And I definitely got an anti-slavery, anti-war, anti-racism agenda. But you know, this is also why they passed that 1996 Telecommunications Act, which allowed these corporations to corner the market in media markets in various cities and whatnot. And that led to the death of independent terrestrial black radio stations. So that's why Black Talk Media Project was founded, when I came into the knowledge of all of that.
Exactly, Scott. And that's what propaganda exactly is trying to express and communicate an agenda. And the system wants to express or communicate an agenda and propaganda to your demise. And we want you to get to you realizing something, the power of your energy, the power of who you are, and the power of and the real reason why it's worth it to at all costs to maintain your sovereignty. Because I will say this. It's okay to die in the fight for prosperity, in the fight for sovereignty, because prosperity will surely come. You invoke your sovereignty in that overall fight because you refuse to compromise for freedom. The compromise for freedom is to be enslaved forever. The fight for sovereignty always will, in today's world, will bring about your overall physical demise. And I would say to you, it's worth it. All going to make the great transformation anyhow. Make it on your terms. Make it on your terms. So we got a couple of people in queue. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. We're going to go to my man Jenna that's there. Jenna, welcome to Tando Radio Show, brother. Thank you so much, you and Roz, for holding it down the days that I couldn't be here. Greatly appreciate and love you, brother. Much love, much respect. What say you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, thank you. No worries whatsoever, excuse me. I didn't do nothing but just ask a few questions, so I give most of that to Brother Rise and Brother Scotty and the rest of the callers. But you was talking about all of the propaganda, and I'm like Scotty, man. When I started my becoming, you know, I agree with Scotty. I'm all about the counter propaganda. And I've noticed that not so much on the radio, but just my demeanor in my everyday life with the people who see me and hear me physically and in person, I noticed that they're starting to they starting to sound like me. Like, they respond and they greet people the way that I greet people now. So that's very interesting. So my counter propaganda campaign is taking hold. But what I wanted to mention was, you were speaking about the propaganda from the United States and North Korea. Well, I was just checking out this CNN while listening to you, and Kim Jong-un sent, like you stated, is that South Korea is sending a message. Right now, they are stating that they want to denuclearize the Koreas all together, both of them. And I think it's a play, because I don't see no reason why North Korea would want to denuclearize when they have been bombed by the United States themselves. But that's right. What's going on right now. And I noticed that the main thing that I noticed is that Trump says that he will meet with Kim Jong-un sometime by May. And I think it's just what you said. It's enough time in between for them to do whatever it may happen, to say that, see, he didn't follow what he said, so now we got to go in there. But I just wanted to mention that, because you were talking about current news. This just happened. So I'm going to get off of here and let somebody else give their points. Appreciate your time, brother.
Man, my man, Jenna. And yes, your influence has been nurtured and seeded well, Jenna, and I appreciate it. I, too, have been positively affected by your movement towards sovereignty, and I appreciate it so much. Always learning. Much love, much respect, my brother. And just to make the point, my man Marv sent me this just a little while ago, same thing that Jenna was talking about. Kim Jong-un agrees to meet with Trump and to denuclearize. And ladies and gentlemen, this was one of the major – this is just as big of a false flag as the ones that actually cause for the murder of people, because that's what this is going to do. This is another false flag. Not too far after the Olympics, knew that this was going to be coming. And they said by May. Jenna said by May. Believe me, it will be probably full-blown by then. And you need to know these things and be ready to respond appropriately and not to put your guard down, because that's what they want you to think, that everything is going okay. Because the closer you get to the trap door, the more of the feed, the more bull they feed you, so that you will have an insatiable appetite and only be focused on, okay, everything is cool. I put my guard down now. I don't need to question them no more. It's a trap. It's a false flag trap. That's what today is involved in. Let me tell you who's involved in this false flag. North, South, Korea, U.S., China, and Russia, and all the governments collectively are laying the traps for all of their citizens in different ways, depending on where the emphasis of movement is going to be, meaning this, where the most momentum that they will get for their overall objective is. And the U.S. is the place that will give them the most momentum to say that we need to have a one-world government, because the U.S., we allowed the U.S. to get too big and too strong and became a great threat. And they'll say this, all power, we gave them too much power, and power corrupts absolutely, because their power is their spell. And they're pushing this spell to consume us all. We're about to get ready for our next break, but before we go to our break, I want to just say B.I.B. will not be on After Tando Radio Show today, but we're going to got Roz and Q. Roz, hold on. I want to bring you back after the commercial break. And I want to say this. give you a couple in the next 30 minutes. Want to listen to our callers. Then I want to give you some ideas, some of the things that you should be doing, because what you should be preparing for. I definitely think by the end of this year, our young people, the overall draft will be enacted either next year, early next year, or this year. But the events for that draft to be as extensive as drafting our daughters will start this year. There will be other false flags that are going to fall, that domino is going to fall right after this one right here. It's a trap. Why are you believing them? As soon as they move their mouths, you know it's nothing but lies that's being spewed. Be ready, be prepared, never scared. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Rise will come to you right after the commercial break. Listen to Tando Radio Show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704 is the area code, 802-5056. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
The Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. In the last part of the last 30 minutes of the show, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And in the chat room, there was a lot of good information. Otis put some stuff in. Scotty put some stuff in. And before we go to Roz, Otis said that they basically would say, I would not give up my nukes until the U.S. gave up theirs. Absolutely. Even then, I might keep them. Right. But let me, you know, and I would just say this. The U.S. having nukes means that all governments around this world have nukes, because those nukes are always used against what? You ever notice that if Germany lost the war, why is there a country called Germany? Who really lost that war? Was all of its citizens and the rest of the people, that the 99% of the people that lost their lives in that overall war that had nothing to do with it itself. That was the victim. That was the target. Those individuals aren't around. They didn't continue. Germany did. And who paid for Germany's reparations for the rest of the world? Its citizens. Germany didn't pay. So, and then Scotty said, those nukes are the only reason they haven't been attacked yet. Absolutely right. But they are going to use it against us. Okay, got that. All right, so let me get to my man. Roz is on. Roz, what say you? Brethren, before you say that, once again, as I told Jenna, man, thank you so much for being a true, true friend, you and Jenna, and maintaining the show and caring about our the overall people here and doing the show when I couldn't do it. There's no way that I can thank you enough, and look forward to just continuing to working with you and working with Jenna, because y'all brothers are true friends of mine that I greatly, greatly respect and care about. What say you, Roz?
Hey, the love and respect is back at you. I just appreciate the opportunity to interact with the family like that. It's always highly pleasurable just to be able to speak to everyone and just have everyone share ideas. So I appreciate you and Scotty, you know, just for allowing us that opportunity, for sure. And, you know, anytime we can do it, we'll do it without a problem. I was going to say, yeah, one thing I remember Kim Jong-un saying recently, because I was watching it, too, as it was on live. My local news was showing it, too. So when Jenna called in, I was like, yeah, he got it. And so one thing I remember him saying is that he part of one of the things he discussed in his potential ability to denuclearize was, I guess, promises that there would not be a regime change in North Korea. But I'm like, you know, the United States, if you give up, the only thing that's stopping regime change is the fact that you got nukes. As soon as you get rid of that, it's open season on you. They've been wanting you gone for a minute. And if they could get somebody else that's friendly to Western ideals and propagating the U.S. agenda in that part of the world, then they'll have both Koreas basically set up in the palm of their hand to do whatever they want. So I think it would be a foolish endeavor for him to even think of denuclearizing, like he said, unless the U.S. does it first. Nobody else has ever on the planet has ever used nuclear weapons but the United States. So to me, the onus is beholden on those people who were the first and only people in history to do that to another people. And of course, they had to be non-white people. So they show us the game. So I think that that's the way it should be. But we'll see how this plays out, because I think what Jenna discussed about the setup is completely accurate. And we're just going to see how this plays out. But that was my take on that. Now, recently, I posted an article about Belgium, and that Belgium has given every single citizen iodine in case of a nuclear event. And in the article, it said that they wanted to give iodine to everybody who was within a certain mile radius away from a nuclear power plant. Come to find out, the country's so small, every citizen is within the proper radius. So they literally gave iodine to every citizen there. And to me, that is a telling sign as to what's coming. Why would Belgium think of doing something like that unless they actually understand that there's a nuclear event that's coming and the possibility of them being within the zone or the area in which it would be affected is probably high. So as a result, that's this preemptive move. Now, listening to Brother Otis, and peace to you too, it was really interesting because he made me think of something. I worked for Comcast for about 6 years, and I remember when I was there, we had a special meeting. This is when in the beginning, when they were transitioning TV from the over-the-air antennas to cable. And I remember we had gone to this meeting, and they said that one of the main reasons they were doing this was because they're going to use the radio waves or television or the waves that microwaves that propagate television signals. The military was going to be using them, and those would become very important in the event that any physical wires were damaged as far as fiber optic cables and things that were under the ground. And I thought about it, and I was saying to myself, from that point, that was when everybody went from having their own, you know, 12 or 13 to maybe 16 channels to being forced to pay for TV, because everybody had to go through the bottleneck of some television company, whether it was Verizon, Comcast, Dish, DirecTV. So there was this bottleneck of all of these cable services that people had to now purchase before that TV was free. So that's where they made a lot of money. That's why they were lobbying the politicians as much as they did. And what they didn't anticipate was that other people were going to be intelligent enough to be able to procure television for free via the internet, which started to cut into their money. So again, what's happening with TV is exactly what happened with the music business. The bottleneck in the music business was the record label. The pretty girl with the nice nails in the behind the plexiglass window that had to buzz you into the office, all of that was out the window with the internet. Everybody can make their music and just put it out to the masses the way they saw fit. Now that's happening with TV. So they're losing that money, and they're trying to double back and figure out new ways of getting the money that they lost. So now you're getting this merging of cell phone companies like AT&T and I think it's Dish Network, that they have this in tandem relationship now. So now they're both in the TV business and the communications business simultaneously. And I think you're going to see more of that as they try to consolidate and try to make up for the money that they're losing now with Sling TV and the Fire Stick and all these other mediums that people are accessing television and media without having to pay them these crazy sums of money. So he just made me think of that because that meeting it really tripped me out when I was hearing that. And they were like, yeah, we're going to use those waves in order to, you know, to deal with sending military signals and information, you know, if something happens to the fiber optic cables and this, that, and the third. And I said, okay. And he made me think of that just with the he had early in the show. So I'm going to give someone else a chance to speak. But, brother, thanks again. Great show. Peace to Scotty as well. I love both of you. And I'll talk to you soon. One love.
Much respect. And, you know, that was Scotty that that said that about giving up the tactical nukes. There's the only reason why they're not. I made that mistake. That wasn't Otis, but Otis fully understands that, and Scotty does too. We all do. Now, here's Roz wrote a very, very important point about what he was talking about, because all of this has been you don't jump into one of the things about controlling people and enslaving them is that it's a continuous process. It's not just one move. It's the continuances of moves in directions that maintain the freshness, because one thing about subjugation is that it has an expiration. People get tired of being tired. So you have to keep them always engaged. You have to keep their dopamine under control. You have to be the pusher, the constant pusher, and you do it methodically. And this is what this system has mastered. Imagine if we put this energy towards sovereignty, self-determination. We would go from a class zero society to a class six, seven, eight, or nine, or ten. But something must be valuable about our energy, because even though in harvesting, they must be harvesting our energy in a way that even I'm not aware of. And it's like a different type of high that they get off of this that allows them to move into a class one, two, three, or four society, because they're stealing the energy of someone else to do it. That must be the agenda. But that's neither here nor there. We'll talk about that maybe at another show. One of the things that Raj said is that, and what was said is that North Korea is willing to denuclearize, false flag. And not only that, remember Ross said that North Korea wanted to ensure that there was no regime change. Just on their scale of their system, that in itself is a false flag as well, as we all know. Because think about it, as Ross pointed out, and I wanted to elaborate a little more on it. Think about this. How would North Korea ever be afraid of regime change? Just from their system, how in the world could North Korea ever be afraid of regime change? Could be no regime change. None whatsoever. Here's why. The difference between just from their overall systematic lies, if you take their system for the truth, the reason why Gaddafi was expendable, they definitely didn't want to get him to have nukes, because if he had nukes, that would mean that others around him would have nukes, and then there would be no ability to exchange to move that regime. But the thing was, Gaddafi didn't have any other nuclear nations around him. To offer as a buffer. So invading Libya was extremely easy and convenient. The U.S. could never have a regime change in North Korea because you got nuclear communist, nuclear Russia on one side and nuclear China on the other. Do you think that they're going to allow North Korea to be invaded in any way and put a puppet right next door to them? No. Particularly Russia, because then they would be completely surrounded on both sides of their borders. Would be the overall nuclear encirclement. From the Baltics or Eastern Europe to the Korean Peninsula.
Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Otis.
You know, I was in that business back when I first started in missiles. We had the Titan II, a ballistic missile. The trajectory is you shoot it in the air, it's got to go outside of the stratosphere and come back. You can calculate that trajectory.
Yep.
North Korea has been playing by showing us that they can deliver ballistic missiles. And I honestly believe this is the game of chess, because they wouldn't even put that on the table unless they've already developed tactical nukes, which means it changes the game. You can't track them as easily as you can a ballistic one that's got to be basically lobbed in the atmosphere.
Right, so, and be exposed.
I think they're playing chess.
Yep, and be exposed. Exactly, Otis, because that's old technology in this new world. You know, that's really old technology in this new world. And so my man Scotty said Gaddafi didn't have any true allies in the region. The African Union, full of punks. I would agree.
Yeah, yeah. The only
100%.
The only other thing I say is Putin kind of forced the hand by doing the little stunt he did about his ability to hit Mar-a-Lago.
Yep.
He let them know that they no longer use ballistic missiles either. Tactical.
Yep. And the rides of God and everything, it's all what they tell us about is extremely old technology, because it doesn't take much, because we've been thoroughly schooled to not to think past whatever is given to us. We think that is technology. It's not. It's nothing new. It's absolutely nothing new. And Gaddafi had no allies, no other nations around him.
Have you heard?
None whatsoever. There was a person, I'm sorry, someone said, is that Thomas?
Yes, it is. What's going on, brother?
Hey, what's up, brother? Go ahead, Thomas.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, man, I work 2 blocks away from the UN. And the building I'm in, right under me is the Belgium consulate. The 2 floors under me, and then under okay. Well, either way, I've never had so many machine guns pointed at me by people riding past in sprinters than I had this week. And I've worked by the UN before, but there's something definitely going on. It's a lot of big people that they got to protect here. You know, I think that the number one piece of this propaganda, in the way I've interpreted it, is that this war has nothing to do with North Korea. It's all about China. The U.S. propaganda machine has been in effect for quite some time now. And in my short 40 years, I mean, I can remember the first time when I really saw that play was Kuwait, when they decided they were going to do the Gulf War with Bush 1. And then 9/11, that was masterful. Masterful. And then, you know, the Iraq and all the Middle Eastern stuff, you know. Now, this guy named Lothric Stoddard, he wrote a book. And in the first chapter of this book, The Rising Tide of Color Against White World Supremacy, called The Yellow Man. And he lays out, from that date, he wrote the book in 1919 to the year 2019, that if they don't get a grip on this yellow man, you know, they got to be prepared to go and do what they got to do. And he got another book called The New World of Islam. This was written in 1921. And if he didn't lay out exactly what they're doing in the Middle East for the last 10, 20 years in that book, and this book was written before most of those countries was even formed yet, because Palestine, I think, is 1923. All of them in the 1920s. All those countries over there, when you look at the actual formation and the borders were put in by Britain, France, you know, the real players. So all I'm saying is the United States has been preparing for this war for 100 years. You know what I'm saying? These people aren't, I don't think that they're, I don't think they're going to be easily defeated. They've known what they had to do. If they didn't do it, and for my years of studying white people, they are the best preparers. You know, you talk about preparation. No one prepares like white people. And I'll mute my line. Thank you.
My man, yeah. You know, let me get back on the board. Yet Thomas laid out some stuff. I hope you heard some of the things that he was saying, and you can start to see the things starting to develop. And what I want to do, let me make sure I have no other callers real quickly. Okay. And Thomas laid out I'm seeing a lot of major, major changes. I sent Roz a picture of some military movement, and I know exactly what you're talking about, Thomas, is things have heightened, because I anticipate this was one false flag, and there's another one that's coming relatively soon that's going to be far more greater than 9/11. But I'm going to tell you, it's the pen false flag, such as this, these tariffs, and this so-called deal that they're supposed to have with North Korea, where they're going to meet in May. That's the great deception. And we need to definitely get ourselves ready for this. And this is what I would say, and I want to spend some time, the last 10 minutes of this show. This is one of the things that we definitely need to be getting ready for. There are more people that are going to be more open to listening to you now than they've ever been before. But I would say only go to those that kind of didn't shrug you off. But those individuals that had great skepticism about what you were saying, be careful of those individuals, because they now see what's happening too, and they will be the ones that panic, because they were cowardice when you brought them the information. Be careful who you align yourself with now, but align yourself with someone and someones. Start with your family first. Extend that out to friends that are extension of your family. You always start with the basics, but take a survey of where you are. Take a survey of where you are in the country and look at what your overall weaknesses are. For those of you that are on the East Coast, you know that the weather is a huge, huge force multiplier if something goes wrong. If the lights go out because of a storm, then because of a cyber attack, and then because of an act of war, you're already in a position of huge disadvantage. And there's a lot of people that live in that area, so it can massively affect. And then imagine what the rest of what will be said, that yes, they waited till a storm hit, then to use a storm as a cover, and then from after that storm hit, they engaged in their attack and made it worse. Imagine what they would, how much support they would get from everybody in this country to be, yeah, we're ready to send our daughters to die in the theaters of the stage, in the theaters on the stage of subjugation. Oh, it will trick everyone. And those that it doesn't trick, those individuals will be ostracized by those that have played the fool's fiddle. This was a false flag, folks. It's a false flag just before, like in Pearl Harbor, when Japan told the U.S. they would be attacking Pearl Harbor because of the embargo. That's what this is. Watch how this goes awry and how we'll be used as plausible deniability to get what they want. And they're using the media as their stage because they've already got the movies already in rave review and seen by many and hypnotized by all.
Hey, Brother Dave.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Jay. Hey, we got 2 minutes and we're getting out of here. Yes, sir.
Right. Real quick before you get off, I know it's been a lot of talk about the Constitution and what rights and we have and what rights we don't have. I personally, and I could be wrong, maybe somebody could correct me, I think the Constitution is no longer in play. Some people that I'm in circles with believe it happened with President Obama going and making his statement at the UN. I particularly think that it happened back during 9/11 because that's when we seen the articles of the Constitution started getting warped as far as like certain things you could and could not do. And one of these main things that most people don't know that you don't supposed to do, and everybody that's in the service probably know this, as far as like the sports, putting the flag out held still to where it's not waving, as far as like the sports and what have you, Super Bowls, baseball games, what have you. I think it ended a little bit before then because that's against the rules as far as dealing with the flag. But we have all of these foreign troops over here on this soil, and I'm wondering if, like you said, all of these false flags that's going on, if that has a play to do with this, because they are constantly passing laws that nobody knows anything about until after they've been signed. And how much of a play does that have in this particular situation? Brother Thomas just mentioned that about the guns and stuff that he had to see based off of the protection of people who we don't know. Now, where does it end? And I know you're getting short on time, so I'm going to leave it right there. I guess I'll pick up on that this Tuesday. All right, thank you, brother.
Man, well, say, you know what, Jenna, we're going to have to pick up on that because you sent a lot of things that I think that are very well worth it, and we got to get out of here now, and we will. So let me just say this. Much love, much respect. Thank you, Jenna, for calling in. Thomas, Brother Otis calling in. Scotty chiming in. And my man Roz for chiming in and all of you for listening. And I would definitely say we've been talking a lot about this. You know what to be doing. Be prepared for it. It is definitely here. This was, in my opinion, was one of the false flags that I anticipated happening. We've already been fully, let's just say this, there's already been the full infiltration of people that will serve the overall agenda of subjugation and enslavement right in our own back doors, in our neighborhoods and right under our noses, and watch how this thing unfolds. It's not going to be pleasant for those that are unprepared. Prepare so that you can seize on the opportunities that will come from it. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Brother Braggs, if you be so kind to chime us out, we're out of here, and we'll talk to you later. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace. Before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away.
Peace, peace.
This is what the
dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.